Risk attitude shapes psyche. Your approach to risk plays a big role in who you are. Most folks don't take the time to think about how their risk attitude affects their actions, but maybe it's worth a closer look. Exploring this can shed light on your personality and why you make certain choices. Knowing your risk profile can help you steer clear of harmful risks, some of which you might not even realize you're facing, and it can also help you accept the positive risks that come with opportunities. Organizations, companies, governments, and countries have unique risk profiles. These profiles shape how they make decisions and plan for the future. By looking at your colleagues' actions through a risk lens, you can figure out why they do what they do. This understanding can help you find better ways to work with them. Unique risk fingerprints exist for everyone. Your approach to risk is as distinct as your physical fingerprint. It's shaped by a mix of factors: your upbringing, beliefs, career, location, and even your appearance. All these elements influence how you perceive and deal with risks. When it comes to handling risk, you might not have control over everything, but one thing you can manage is how you react to it. Often, our responses to risk are automatic, not deliberate. Some reactions, like avoiding risk altogether, can backfire. By understanding your pattern of reacting to risk, you become more aware of your instinctive responses and can learn to deal with risk more effectively. Your risk fingerprint consists of two key parts. 1. Risk sensitivity. This shows how you perceive the riskiness of an action and how much it stresses you out. Different people can see the same action in very different ways depending on their sensitivity. It impacts everything from everyday choices to major decisions in business, health, personal life, or politics. 2. Risk tolerance. This indicates how much risk you're willing to handle. When it comes to risky activities like skydiving, people can feel nervous about it but still decide to give it a shot. This shows that you can be sensitive to the risk involved while still being okay with taking it. This sensitivity and tolerance for risk aren't always the same for everyone or in every situation. People might feel differently about risks in areas like their health, money, or safety. Your risk fingerprint reveals broader personality traits. Grasping your risk fingerprint gives you a peek into various aspects of your personality. By looking at how sensitive and tolerant you are to different risks, we can uncover insights about your comfort with uncertainty, your ability to balance impulsiveness with self-control, your feelings about authority, and how confident you are in yourself. It can also shed light on whether you react differently to risks when you're part of a group compared to when you're on your own. For instance, you might feel nervous about the risks of skydiving, but if your friends are planning a jump, you might be willing to tolerate those risks and join them. Understanding your personality can enhance your strengths and minimize your weaknesses. By actively managing your risk attitudes, you can increase your chances of success in both your career and personal life. The most common risks people face are what we call passive risks. These are the dangers that lurk around issues we tend to avoid dealing with. Unlike active risks, where taking action can make a difference, passive risks don't give us that choice. For instance, if you have a health problem, ignoring it won't make it disappear. Avoiding the issue might make things worse. Understanding these passive risks can help us step out of our comfort zones. It's about confronting these risks, especially when it's in our best interest to do so. Identifiable risk patterns in social clusters. Different groups of people tend to approach risk in similar ways based on their age, gender, or ethnicity. For instance, teenagers often take more risks because they haven't yet experienced the consequences of their actions. Research shows that women and non-white men tend to be more cautious about risk compared to white men. This sensitivity to risk is influenced by various factors, including financial stability. White men, generally having more wealth, may feel more comfortable taking risks compared to other groups. When people are with others, they often change how they feel about taking risks compared to when they're alone. This isn't just something teenagers experience, it affects adults too. For instance, a study found that South Koreans usually prefer to avoid risks more than Australians do. However, when South Koreans are in groups, they become more okay with taking risks. This shift in behavior is known as the risky shift phenomenon. It means that when people are in groups, they tend to make more extreme choices, whether that means being more daring or more cautious. Nationalities cultivate unique risk profiles. Every nation has its own set of risks shaped by its history, geography, and social safety nets. These risks come from past events like wars and natural disasters, as well as from where the country is located and how strong its support systems are. So, when we talk about a country's risk profile, we're looking at its overall vulnerability and resilience. Governments worldwide are showing different responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, highlighting their unique attitudes toward risk. These attitudes can greatly impact a nation's economy, determining whether it thrives with innovation or remains cautious and stuck. Knowing a country's risk approach is crucial for its policymakers, diplomats, and businesses looking to expand abroad. Analyze corporate risk fingerprint and stakeholders' risk profiles. The 2008 financial crisis revealed how companies and their boards sometimes handle risk poorly. This global disaster caused banks to collapse, stock markets to plummet, and unemployment and home foreclosures to soar. After the crisis, a new trend emerged in finance. Companies like Riskalyze, Advisant, and Rickstreama created software to help financial advisors understand how much risk their clients are comfortable with. These tools let advisors personalize investment plans based on their clients' preferences. Regulators are now keeping a closer eye on how companies handle risks. In the United Kingdom, for instance, the boards of financial companies have to give in what they call risk appetite statements. These statements lay out the types and amount of risks the companies are willing to take on. Unaligned risk profiles and teams disrupt strategy. Business failures often stem from clashes between different personalities and visions, with risk attitudes playing a crucial role. To thrive, it's essential to acknowledge these differences openly and turn them into strengths. That's why it's not ideal to hire people who all think alike when it comes to taking risks. Practice risk empathy, understand how others feel about taking risks. If you're comfortable with risk, try to see why some of your colleagues might be more cautious. To do this, encourage everyone to openly discuss their concerns about specific risks without worrying about getting in trouble. When hiring or promoting, seek out new team members whose attitudes towards risk complement those of your existing team. Establish clear guidelines for decision-making about risk, and define what risks are acceptable and unacceptable. Understand risk fingerprints. Avoid relying on stereotypes as they can hinder understanding others' risk profiles. While different demographic groups, cultures, and nations may have general characteristics, individuals within those groups have their unique backgrounds and personalities, shaping their distinct risk profiles. For example, many venture capitalists hesitate to invest in businesses led by women, believing that women are less willing to take risks and handle financial responsibilities. However, a study in the Harvard Business Review from 2017 discovered no significant difference in financial risk indicators between male and female-led ventures. Favoring male-founded firms might be riskier. Research from 2010, analyzing nearly 30,000 Austrian startups, revealed that businesses with female founders were 19% less likely to fail early on. One explanation, according to data science consultant Q. McCallum, is that men often try to fit the stereotype of being confident, while women are more inclined to seek expert guidance when facing challenges. Employee risk skills in evolving work. In today's job market, being savvy about risk is key. With technology taking over repetitive and dangerous tasks, job seekers need to focus on skills that machines can't replicate. Things like strategic thinking, creativity, and teamwork are more important than ever. Being good at these things also means you're better at handling uncertainty and risk. Being able to keep learning and adapting to new roles is crucial. If you want to stay ahead, make sure you're ready to accept change and keep growing. How well people thrive in this new era depends a lot on the safety nets we have in place. These safety nets, also known as risk umbrellas, are what society, government, and businesses provide to protect people from various risks. One big factor is how companies handle things like health insurance and retirement plans. We've seen a trend where companies are passing these responsibilities on to their employees. But this might change. Think about the gig economy, like ride-sharing services. Many workers in these jobs are considered independent contractors, not employees. This means they miss out on benefits like health insurance and retirement plans. Companies do this to avoid certain legal responsibilities. Enhance risk relationship. Many people shy away from taking risks because they fear stepping outside their comfort zone. However, by understanding your own relationship with risk and adopting new habits, you can expand your comfort zone. Start seeing everything through a risk lens, recognizing that every choice you make, big or small, involves risk. With this mindset, every action becomes an opportunity to get better at evaluating risks. To avoid missing out on opportunities or facing passive risks, it's essential to take action and step out of your comfort zone. But that doesn't mean you should dive headfirst into every risky situation. Just like managing investments, it's smart to diversify your risks. Think of it as creating a personal risk portfolio. This portfolio should include a mix of activities, each with different levels of risk. By spreading out your risks, you're less likely to be completely thrown off if one thing doesn't work out as planned. Even if one risk doesn't pay off, it's not a total loss. You gain valuable insights and knowledge that can help you progress through other risks successfully. Key points. 1. Understanding your risk profile helps guide life's choices, from career decisions to personal relationships. 2. Recognizing passive risks empowers proactive decision-making for better outcomes. 3. Diversity in risk attitudes within teams promotes resilience and strategic agility. 4. Practice risk empathy to appreciate colleagues' perspectives on risk-taking. 5. Personal growth hinges on expanding comfort zones while diversifying risk exposure. 6. In today's job market, adaptability and creativity are invaluable assets for steering through uncertainty. 7. Every decision involves risk. Viewing choices through a risk lens promotes informed decision-making.